I promised you an interview, as you know, a few weeks ago. We had many interviews with regards to the hate speech bill, where we had an opportunity to get our comments and our concerns submitted before the deadline. And I'm joined now by Michael Swain, who is giving us an update as to what the outcome of that petition is. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Michael, it's fantastic to have you on the show and to give our listeners some feedback as to where we at, so what was the outcome of that petition, and I know you have all of those details for us.
Well, as you know, Freedom of Religion South Africa, 4SA, which is the organization of which I'm the executive director, we campaigned vigorously to really raise awareness of the dangers of this bill and the fact that potentially for something that you expressed, a religious expression, could land you up in jail for up to 8 years. That was pretty serious. And I'm delighted to say that the people, and thanks so much to Impact Radio, thanks so much to your listeners, responded. And at the closing date, which was the 25th of May, there were 48,000 submissions that had been made through the Dear SA online platform. We personally delivered literally a trolley of boxes, over 12,000 written submissions to Parliament on that day. And we guesstimate that they probably received at least another 10,000 emails directly to them. So that meant that the total tally was in the region of 70,000 written submissions, basically from the mostly faith community, saying that they did not want this bill in its current form. It is very, very wide in its definitions and therefore very dangerous, because of course the wider you define hate speech, the more easy it is for you to basically get caught in that trap and, as I say, face up to 8 years in jail as a consequence.
Michael, fantastic to hear that and to know that prayers were answered. A lot of people praying on this matter, asking the Lord to intervene when it comes to this bill not being passed. And as you just mentioned now, almost 70,000 as a guesstimate people got their submissions put in before the deadline date, and as a result, that hate speech bill has not been passed into law. That is a big win for South Africans.
Well, this is the next step. So if you look at what submissions have been made, the first time it was open for comment was when the Department of Justice drafted it, and that was in 2018, 70,000 submissions made then. Then it was before Parliament earlier in the year at the National Assembly. That's the first House of Parliament, and over 104,000 submissions were made. That was in 2021, and now 70,000. So in total, that's nearly a quarter of a million, 250,000 people. And we always say, you know, make your voice heard, because every voice counts. But 250,000 voices, that is a big shout. And so what happens now is that the National Council of Provinces, their committee, will now have to read all of those last 70,000 submissions and consider them, consider the changes that were proposed, and hopefully will make those changes. But that's now going to be a process, because of course there were so many submissions that they can't just do that in a day. And so we are waiting to hear when they're going to actually be considering the matter. Obviously it's a public issue and we will certainly be there. And we're also asking that we, 4SA, can come and make in-person presentations to really amplify the concerns that the faith community has had and continues to have about this bill. And hopefully they will make those changes, and then it will be sent back to the National Assembly if they do so. Otherwise, it goes to the president for signature. And we're going to keep lobbying. We're going to keep chasing this thing right up until the end. And even afterwards, we're going to challenge it, because clearly this is a major threat to freedom of religious expression.
Michael Swain, I trust that you will be in contact with Impact Radio as the progress is made, as we'd love to know how it's, where it is already in the system, how far it goes, and the part that for South Africa are also playing in, and the role that you are playing in making sure that we are on the right track when it comes to the hate speech bill not being passed into law. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll chat again sometime soon.
Thank you very much indeed.